Morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I want to get your take on the 12 majority minority state House districts have been drawn, and talk about this process.
Well, the process has to be fair, has to be constitutional, has to be legal. And this year we will have a task of redrawing districts and balancing districts. And so what you're trying to do is to make every state representative and state senator have populations that are very close to the same. It's done every 10 years when they do a census.
Are these redrawn depending on who controls the House itself and in effort to make one party a little bit more powerful than the other?
Well, again, they have to be drawn legally under our Constitution, and they will be. Your first rule is to try to keep counties together, and I believe the second rule is to try to keep cities together, if possible. Of course, some are so big that they have to be split up.
Senator, also wanted to get your take on the story in the MERS newsletter that's talks about that some Republican lawmakers are pushing the Department of Community Mental Health to freeze implementation of the new federal health care reform law until the issue is resolved in the courts and in Congress. What's your take on that?
Well, that's been nicknamed in the media as Obamacare, and many people object to it, would rather have control over their health insurance and not have something mandated.
I also want to get your take on talking about stem cell reporting. Michigan could likely become the first state in the nation to require universities to report on embryonic stem cell research. What's your take on that?
Well, that was a proposal from somebody in the House, the state House, and I think what his concern was is to ensure that universities are not cloning little human beings for experimentation. Obviously, we don't want little human beings cloned and then later cut apart or something. We want to be human in our research.
Senator, if you look throughout the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, all over the wire services the last few days, lots of talk and conversation and stories about the possible bridge from Detroit to Windsor. A lot of folks are saying that we need it. Some say that we don't. What's your take on that? Where do you stand? How would you vote if you had an opportunity to vote for or against the bridge?
Well, I'm still neutral because I'm waiting for the bill to be shown to me that shows that the Michigan taxpayers will not be on the hook for any of the money. Now, what we have is a billionaire named Matty Maroon has the Ambassador Bridge that has been privately owned for 82 years. It badly needs repair. And a lot of our commerce goes over that. It's very important to both Michigan and Canada. Now, he is proposing that he's going to build a second strand right next to it. The Canadian government, however, would prefer that the bridge is built downriver where it connects to their highway system better. It doesn't have to go through dozens and dozens of corners and traffic lights in Windsor, which creates a real traffic problem there. So it's been proposed, I've told, by Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly that no money would have to be spent by Michigan taxpayers and that the bridge would be built downriver. Now, Matty Maroon has a great deal of money, and he's been putting all sorts of advertisements in the paper and on radio and everything opposing it. In fact, just for being neutral, Rick Jones is under fire. They now have advertisements out there saying, call Senator Jones and tell him to vote for this second strand of the Ambassador Bridge. Well, that will not have any effect on me. I will vote what I feel is the best for the future of Michigan.
Senator, there's so much conflicting information. I've seen information that says we need more thoroughfares through to Windsor because of our agricultural and other import-export needs. But I also see information that states that traffic is down and that the monies coming from Canada and the federal government to pay for this bridge aren't done deals. What do you know?
Well, what I know is that you have to examine it for the future because, you know, it takes a long time to construct something like that. We're probably talking 2017 before we have that bridge, even if they started today. So you have to look at the future. The commerce is growing. The traffic of cars probably slowed down after 9/11, seriously. But, you know, it's going up all the time. And I can tell you, Matty Maroon would not want to build a second bridge if he doesn't see a lot of traffic coming in the future.
Is Mr. Maroon a good guy, bad guy? Is he trying to gouge the state of Michigan just to keep control of the bridge? Or do you think that he is just looking after his interest as a businessman?
Well, I think a little of both. I don't think he's a bad man at all. I've talked to people in the community there, and they thoroughly, like him. He's done a lot of nice things in the community where his bridge connects. I certainly wouldn't call him a bad man, but he's a very astute businessman. And a lot of people don't like him, and there is a certain stigma of being connected to him. In fact, he sent me a check, an unsolicited campaign donation, and I simply marked void on it and mailed it back because I don't want any doubt by anybody that I'm going to vote for the best interest of the state of Michigan.
Senator, May 31st is the governor's goal to have the budget done. Is that possible?
It's always possible. We go back into session tomorrow. I expect we may see budget votes as early as tomorrow.
Really? Come on. May 31st and really not a lot has been done yet? You really think you can get it done in a little bit more than a month?
Well, it depends. If the other senators and the other representatives want to work like Rick Jones, you know, I've always advocated for more session days. I don't agree with working around the clock because in the middle of the night, people make mistakes on bills, and then we have to go back and clean them up later. That's just foolish, you know. Your bill drafters at 3 a.m. make mistakes. So, you know, if he really wants to get it done by May 31, I don't have a problem with it. Let's work Monday, Friday, Saturday in session. Now, it's interesting. In the last week, signs have been put up in my district that say, Rick Jones, he's on vacation. He's gone fishing. He's out of touch. And it's humorous because I worked more last week than I've worked in many weeks. We simply were not in session voting on the budget. But budget meetings were held. I certainly held meetings all over my district, school meetings, meeting with pensioners, and it's been a very busy time.
Senator, when I see that there are going to be cuts in K through 12 in the budget, up to another $170, that was proposed by the Senate. And then I see that there are still lots of tax incentives for businesses out there. It seems conflicting that we want people to do business in Michigan. We want educated people to stay in Michigan, but yet we're cutting funding to not only K through 12, but also to the state's public universities. What's your take on that?
Well, you have to remember when you see a cut of 15% to the universities, they really only feel about a 3% cut because state money is perhaps 23% of the money that they receive. They receive most of their money from other sources. K-12 is a little different, though. Let's examine what the governor's proposed. Now, he has proposed a $300 cut per pupil. Schools also will lose $170 because it's with federal money that they had last year that has stopped. So now we're at $470 per pupil. And in addition, costs for pensions and health insurance have gone up $240 per pupil. That's the amount. So now we're up to 710. Now that is an awful cut. I don't support it. In fact, I've been rather loud in my district and in the Capitol that
Senator,
I don't support the $300 cut.
Senator, I've got to get to news. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see ya.